Thousands of people are gathering, hoping to escape Israeli airstrikes. Meanwhile, it's understood the younger of two British sisters missing after Hamas attack on Israel has died. The group's taken almost 200 people hostage, leading to desperate pleas from relatives like Shani Segal, whose cousin and her husband are missing.
I want to tell her that we love her and we miss her and we want her back, but we want all of them back. We want all of them back. She's 36, her husband is 34. These are the people that they have here, and we just want all of them back. So please help us.
Belgium's interior minister says a gunman suspected of killing two Swedish football fans in Brussels has been shot dead by police. A video online last night showed the man claiming to be from Islamic State. Belgium's Euro 2024 qualifier against Sweden was abandoned. Fans have been told to expect a highly visible police presence at Wembley for England's game against Italy this evening. A sex trafficking victim told us she fears she'll be murdered if she's made return to Albania, having arrived in the UK illegally. Her words have been revoiced by a producer.
I was threatened all the time. I was getting raped all the time. And not even in Albania, but in every country that I've been through, I've been raped.
The Home Office insists it's reforming its modern slavery response to make sure genuine victims are supported. The new chief executive of Rolls-Royce says his plan to cut jobs at the aircraft engine maker will ensure it's fit for the future. 2,500 posts are to go around the world. And Gary Neville will join the next series of Dragon's Den as one of the show's first guest investors. The former footballer says fans will have to wait and see if he decides to put up any money. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Faye. Well, today we can expect sunny intervals along with a moderate breeze and a top temperature of 15. I have to say it feels a heck of a lot cooler than 15. And that's going to dip to 11 overnight tonight. But prepare for periods of heavy rain tomorrow. Thundery showers on Thursday and more periods of mainly light rain on Friday and Saturday. As for temperatures, well, 16 tomorrow, 18 on Thursday, 17 on Friday, but just 11 on Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Scott Ross.
We have ignition.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Mom!
Yeah, Mary Clayton there, demanding some shelter. And it's Scott Ross welcoming you to Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 Show. First off, of course, I must express a big thanks to the award-winning Michelle Ward for the past 3 hours of sensational radio. And Michelle will be returning bright and early at 10 tomorrow morning to do it all over again. On this show today, we've got a report on why a children's book appeared on a list of supposedly banned list because it was sexually explicit, which, of course, it wasn't. And, of course, being a Tuesday, I'm going to be joined once more by Margaret Mills, who's going to be delving into the history of the Essex-based Tyrrell family, who had been connected with William the Conqueror. But right now, let's get things underway with Green and Shimmy Shimmy. From Green, who are doing the shimmy shimmy. Now, this coming Friday, that's the 20th of October, Greenwood's Hotel and Spa, Stock Road in Stock, are hosting the Sportsman's Dinner in aid of Brentwood Town FC. Footballing legends Dean Saunders and Alan Brazil are going to be telling stories from their playing days. There'll be a three-course meal, raffle and auction, and the event is raising funds for Brentwood Town FC's Project 3G. You can contact John Schultz for more information on 07939 544 364. It's a mobile number, 07939 544 64. And of course you can also go to the website, all the W's, brentwoodtownfc.co.uk, and then loads of bits about club news, etc. Or you could just go to our webpage, phoenixfm.com, follow the links to local events, and you'll find all the details right there. In the meantime, you might want to sit down with James.
Phoenix 98 FM. Hi, I'm Ben Simmons. Join me every Tuesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. 2 hours of ridiculous, hilarious, educational interactivity and a wide variety of good songs.
This is
the show.
It goes like this.
Phew. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to fit all that into a 30-second.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella,
the most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball.
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince.
Wait, I don't even know your name.
We're back at the Tangate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true. From November to the 2nd of January. Book now at tangatetheatre.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this.
Sounding good.
See, there's an answer.
to 1970 from that one from Atomic Rooster, who had the devil's answer. Now, if you're sitting comfortably, I'll begin. Those were the words that used to start Listen With Mother every afternoon, or every weekday afternoon anyway. And when I was just a young kid at 1:45 each afternoon, I would curl up on my mother's lap to listen to what I used to call the quarter to two story. But as I say, the official title was Listen With Mother. Now, of course, in those days, all the stories were very innocent. So I was pretty astonished to learn that in Alabama, a book entitled Read Me A Story, Stella, was at risk of being placed on a list of sexually explicit books, nearly resulting in all copies being removed from the children's section of the library. Yeah, well, the book was actually written in 2013, was actually about a brother and sister who read books together and then went on to build a doghouse. So why, may you ask, would this book be singled out in this way? Well, believe it or not, it was all down to the name of the award-winning Canadian author, Marie-Louise Gay, and it was her last Gay, her last name Gay, that caused all the rumpus. The move to remove the book was all part of a growing trend in the US, where last year alone there were demands to censor or remove 1,296 books, the highest number of attempted book bans since censorship in the US libraries started 20 years ago. Around 48% of the challenges, as they're known, affected libraries and 41% schools. The most common reason given for a challenge involved sexually explicit content or offensive language. Mind you, the situations escalated during Banned Books Week, which ironically celebrates the freedom to read and spotlights current and historical attempts to censor books in libraries and schools, proudly states the American Library Association on its website. Well, Banned Books Week took place between the 1st and 8th of October when those concerned announced the decision has been made. There's to be no debate or conversation. That's what's happening. End of story. And apparently, even in some cases, the Bible has been banned, probably due to too much begetting and begatting going on. Anyway, just for all of them, here are the Beatles. Paperback writer. The Beatles there and paperback writer.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, well, usually at this time of day, the roads are nice and quiet, but apparently not today. A127 eastbound is partially blocked just before the Fortune of War roundabout, High Road North. That follows an accident involving two vehicles, and traffic is slow moving in that area. A12 northbound has slow moving traffic approaching Junction 25 for Marks to the A120. That's due to roadworks in the area. And in Rayleigh, it's slow northbound on High Street, northbound to Crown Hill, and also slow on Crown Hill to the High Street. And in Southend, the A1159 Eastern Avenue and Priory Crescent has slow-moving traffic westbound from Bournemouth Park Road to Cuckoo Corner for Victoria Avenue. And, of course, we still have the 40-mile-an-hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16 for Ingatestone and Gallywood. That's due to resurfacing work. There's a park closure of Barleylands Road in Burstead, which will be in effect until the 20th of October. But Western Road in Billericay, which we have been told would remain closed until the 30th of October, seems to have been reopened. So that's good news. OK, look at public transport now. Well, the first thing to know is if you're heading to Shenfield, that the toilets at Shenfield Station remain out of action, which is definitely not good news. Other than that, can't see any particular problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. However, if you're heading London-bound, the Bakerloo line is part suspended and also has minor delays. Predominantly, this is all due to a faulty train at Harrow and Wealdstone. There are minor delays on the Elizabeth line between Abbeywood and Heathrow terminals. That's due to an earlier signal failure. The London Overground is part suspended. There's no service between Watford Junction and Willesden Junction. That's due to another faulty train and severe delays between Willesden Junction and Euston. And there are severe delays also on the Piccadilly line, particularly between Acton Town and Cock Foster's, and again due to a signal failure. Other than that, things seem to be okay, and we'll have a further update for you at around about 25 past 2, but at 1:29, almost 1:29 and 41 seconds, you're fully up to date. And not worried about that, but just remembering all the girls now, it's the Sherlocks.
Remember all the girls who used to live inside a world on the back row of the classrooms at school? They talked like they were 25, they knew all that there was to life. Well, I'm sad wishing I knew more. Where will I be when this is over? How will I feel looking back over my shoulder? If you see, another face in the crowd. Don't believe what they're saying.
remembering all the girls. And just a quick reminder that you're listening to me, Scott Ross, with Tuesday's edition of the 1-2-3 show here on Phoenix FM, where we're keeping radio both alive and local for you 24 hours a day. At 3, Joe Bailey returns on behalf of St. Francis Hospice with Drive. Ben Simmons will be along with the show that goes like this at 6. And then at 8, Rob Harvey will be inviting you to head off once more to Synth City.
Phoenix FM.
It's love time. 98 FM.
I lie and look up at you. When the morning comes, I watch you rise. There's a paradise they couldn't capture, that bright infinity inside your eyes.
매일 밤 내게 날아가 꿈이란 것도 잊은 채 나 웃으며 너를 만나. Never ending forever, baby.
All the meaning and the pureness of that 길어진 그림자 속에서. And it's sad that we can't be together, because it comes from different sides.
We were love drunk, waiting on a miracle.
Mine there in the Afterglow. That was Ed Sheeran and kicking off the Love Zone for this hour. It was Coldplay and BTS and My Universe. Now, I know we've been telling you about this, but it really is important. Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, recently, in just a couple of days, at the Doddinghurst Road Church, the food bank fed 199 local people who were unable to make their budget stretch to food after trying to meet other commitments. So if you can help, please get in touch with them by calling 01277 224528. It's a Brentwood number, 01277 224528, or you can email them at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. And, of course, you can also take a look at their website, which is brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Now, the items that they particularly urgently require at the moment are things like tea, shampoo and shower gel. And if you've got some carrier bags, that would also help. A load of other things that you could, you know, anything you can spare, they would be really pleased to receive. But right now, it's Quincy Jones.
Cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? at Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
It pays to listen.
Birds, when there's nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of
love it. That's Irene Cara, of course, from Flashdance, What a Feeling. And Bruce Springsteen, along with Gaslight Anthem, has now got his head into the history books.
What's that you say? I knew you.
just brings me down when I think of you now.
He still has it. That's the boss there, Bruce Springsteen, along with Gaslight Anthem, sticking his head into history books. And this is a new one from The Trusted is Marrow. New music there from The Trusted, that's Marrow. And to take us to news time at 2 o'clock and treading water at the same time, it's Truck.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. News.